God is really speaking to his people, isn't it? The Bible says, let him that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to have spiritual ears, don't we? Amen, too, to understand God's word. Now, I've got some food for thought tonight. Psalms 34, food for thought. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him and rescue them. And while David was on the run from King Saul, he entered Gath in the land of the Philistines. When he got there, David feared that the king of Gath would recognize him and kill him. So David escaped by pretending to be insane, scratching on the doors and allowing slava to run down his beard. That's 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 through 15. Then he cried out to the Lord for protection, and God answered. Though terror had gotten the best of him, David realized that running from fear only made matters worse. Isn't that the truth? He learned that turning to God, who commands armies of angels, is more trustworthy than his own efforts to protect himself. Psalms 34, verses 6 and 7. When fear paralyzes us, we often think that we must do something to alleviate it. And often our attempts at self-preservation only increases our uncertainty. Christians must remember that the Lord will send his angels to help us in the midst of our trials. Isn't that right? He will. God's angels encamp all around about us to deliver us. Amen. That is when we walk up right before the Lord. God is so good. Let's look tonight at Psalms 27. Let's look at some verses there in Psalms 27. Psalms 27, verse 1 says, the Lord is my light in my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your great hand of deliverance, Father. Thank you for salvation, Lord, how you have saved our souls, Lord. So help us to look to thee, to trust and honor, love, and obey you, Lord. God, have your way tonight, Lord. God, let your divine will be done in the remainder of this service, Lord. For you're faithful and true, Lord God. We thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for your peace, God, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. This is the Psalms of David. David wrote a number of Psalms because David was a shepherd boy. Remember how he was out there in the field taking care of sheep. God, and as he took care of the sheep, God blessed him and God taught him. Amen? Because God was getting him ready to be a king over his people. But see, really, that's not the way God wanted it. God wanted his people to be under his authority. Amen? A theocracy. God wanted to call the shots. And now Israel, at times, that they would, you know, they would obey God pretty good, and then they would get to doing things on their own and always get in trouble. See, because God's got standards. God's got rules, haven't he? Hallelujah. And if we follow, as long as we follow the Lord, we'll come out all right. We'll come out on top. But when we deviate from his ways, we get in trouble. Amen. And here David, as I was reading Psalms 34, how David was running from King Saul. King Saul tried his best to kill him. Hallelujah. He did. He tried his best to kill David. But God was with David. God always kept David steps ahead of his enemy. And that's what God will do. He will manifest himself. He'll keep you safe if you obey him. The name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and it's safe. There's a safety zone. There's safety in the Lord. Jesus said, abide in me and my words abide in you. That means remain constant. Stay there. Isn't that right? Don't deviate. Don't be wishy-washy, wavery. But thank God, being constant in the Lord. God is good. He's faithful. And I thank God for the service we had this morning. Hallelujah. God is called. He was talking about the joy of the Lord, the joy. And Jesus spoke about joy, didn't he? He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be what? Full. He wants us to be full of his joy, full of the joy of the Lord. And in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of the hypocrisy and strife, in the midst of all of the devilment, the devilishness that's going on, God is faithful. And when we keep our eyes on him, when we keep our eyes on the Lord, hallelujah, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God wants us to trust him. So the scripture says here, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's our light, isn't he? You better believe it. He's a light, hallelujah, to the ones that's in darkness. We were all in darkness before we met the Lord, before God found us. Wasn't we? We were all in darkness. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. We all were lost. And we can be saved if we obey what the Word of God say. Repent and turn to God by faith. Obey his voice. Walk with him. Talk with him. Live for him. We're his children. We're children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. He wants us to act like it. And God is calling us close to him. As our pastor has been preaching on Sunday mornings and this morning, my God, God is calling us close to him. He really is. I mean, and we have to make some sacrifices to really please God. Isn't that right? If we read about the revivals of old, those people sacrificed. Some of them had service 7 days a week. 7 days or seven nights a week, every day. But these people prayed. Those people prayed. They really prayed. And so we've got to pray and seek the Lord. See, we need to pray until we get an answer. Don't just pray, you know, and get up and go somewhere. Pray, stay before God until God answers our prayer. Amen. And let's see, there's a scripture that come to me how it said in Timothy. Let's look at this. Where it talks about praying, supplication, and prayer. If I can get that here. Yes. If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, the Apostle Paul, we're talking about, hallelujah. Listen to what Paul said, I exhort, which means I strongly urge. Yes, wait a minute, the first Timothy says, I beg your pardon, it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. It's I exhort, and I strongly urge, therefore, listen to what he's saying here. See, if we really want to be right with God, if we really want to see revival, we got to sacrifice. We got to pray. And the Bible says, be instant in season, out of season. I mean, do it when you feel like it, do it when you don't. Pray. When is the best time to pray? When we don't feel like it. But, I mean, that's just what we say, you know. But I guess it is, because when we need God at all times. Amen. So we need to pray. And then Paul, let's listen to what Paul said to his son Timothy. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications and prayers. We need to get down to business with God. Amen. We need to get down to business with God. Supplications and prayers. This is what he said. And intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Hallelujah. For all men. And you know, Samuel said how he asked people to forgive him for not praying for him. He called it a sin. Not pray. Hallelujah. God wants us to pray. Elizabeth said, for kings and for all that are in authority. Now, God wants us to pray for those in authority so that we can live, what, a quiet and peaceable life. Isn't that right? Now, you know, we have senators, governors, presidents, and all of those people, and we pray that God will save them. Isn't that right? They need to be saved in order to do what pleases God. Because the enemy is a liar, and he's the father of a lie. But God's faithful. And if we can get some of these presidents and these governors and senators, get them saved and full of the Holy Ghost, things will be different. Isn't that right? Because they'll lift the standard of truth. That they'll pray and they'll talk to people about God. But mainly, they'll let their light shine. Isn't that right? And see, let your light shine by living right, doing what's right. Somebody come and bawl you out, God wants us to be able to just take it. You know, in other words, don't curse them out. If they curse you, you don't curse back. Isn't that right? Not a Christian anyway. I mean, you know, some people that not really saved good, you know, they it takes time to become sanctified. Isn't that right? Sanctified. Hallelujah. It takes time. So it takes praying, seeking the face of God daily, reading the scripture, getting in the word of God. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's how our faith comes. Isn't that right? That we'll be able to stand the wiles of the enemy. We're going to have many wiles, saints of God. And as you get closer to the Lord coming, as you get closer to the coming of the Lord, the Bible says, evil men and seducers, what? Shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Hallelujah. So let's just make sure that we're on the firing line for the Lord. That we're praising God. Really, we need to praise God more. At least I do. And my desire is to praise him more and to be more thankful to God. God wants us to be thankful, doesn't he? He don't want us to be like some puppet on the string. He wants us to be thankful each day. God, I thank you for blessing me to wake up this morning to see a brand new day. And see, some people are sick. You go to the hospital, you see people, some are sick and some don't know anything. You know what I mean? Their minds are gone and all that. And some can't get around, you know. They. But we, as long as we have breath and as long as we can move around, we need to move around in the right place and doing the right thing for God. Isn't that right? We do. God expects something of you and me, doesn't he? Amen. What does he expect of us? And on truth. Live holy. Live pure. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the law require, or did God require something of you and me? Doesn't it? Do justly. Do what's just. Do what's right. Love mercy. Praise God. We need to love mercy because God is so merciful to us. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain mercy. Hallelujah. You know, you read in the scripture where this one man, how he was forgiven for all, of all that debt. And then but he had somebody that owed him just a little something. Isn't that right? So God don't want us to be like that. That's not for the children of God, is it? God wants us to be to be merciful, kind, gentle, meek. Isn't that right? Amen. And he wants us to manifest the fruit of the Spirit daily. Love. Without love, we're nothing. Isn't that right? And he that loveth not knoweth not God. If we don't love, we don't know God. Hallelujah. But we know him tonight. And we know that he's good and he's faithful and he's kind. So hallelujah. What did David say in Psalms 27? The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my light and he's my deliverer. My deliverer. He's my light and my salvation. What did he say? Whom shall I fear? If God's our light and our salvation, we don't need to be afraid of nobody, do we? Not really. We really don't. Why shouldn't we be afraid of anybody? Why? We have him, and he's our protector. He's our deliverer. He's our keeper. He's our strength. Isn't that right? He's our God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Nobody or nothing. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We shouldn't fear nobody. We shouldn't. I mean, a lot of times we do, but we shouldn't. See, the closer we walk to the Lord, the closer we walk to God, the less we fear the things in the world and all that. The less we fear that, right? Why? Because we know God got our back. Not only our back, he got our front. He got our everything. That song, he's my everything, he is my all. He is my everything, he is my all. He is my both great and small. He gave his life for me. You know that, Brother Mike? He made everything new. Jesus is my everything. Jesus is my all. He is. He's our everything. We can depend on the Lord. Amen. We got our Lord and Savior we can depend on. He'll take care of us. Amen. What he said he'll do. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We don't have to fear anything if we're walking close to the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. If we're walking close to God. The Apostle Paul, he was a man that really, really went through a whole lot for God, didn't he? He didn't throw up his hands and say, you know, he didn't give up. But he trusted God. He believed God. He spoke up for God. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But why? It is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. He came unto his own and his own received him not. Isn't that right? Jesus came to the Jewish people first. And his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to what? To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We got to believe on him, isn't that right? We got to trust him and live for him and let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and do what? Glorify our Father which is in heaven. I want to please the Lord. I know you all do. Yes, sir. Sheep of his pastor. I would say somewhat, you know. I mean, if we stood more for truth, I feel like more people would really get saved. You know, lots of time we are knuckle down, you know, understand what I'm saying? When we should stand firm on truth, on the word, isn't that right? Stand firm, now we do it in a godly, holy boldness, isn't that right? We do it in love. A lot of people, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Right. There you go. Amen. The word, see, they got to see Jesus in us. They got to see us living, isn't that right? Each day, living for the Lord. And they have to see the joy in us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Isn't that right? If we're full of the joy of the Lord, thank God. Hallelujah. People see that joy, and that it's infectious. It'll rub off, isn't it, on other people. That's where it should be. Thank God. We should have such a fire burning in us that other people, if we get close to somebody else, they should be able to catch a flame. Isn't that right? That's where God wants us to be. He wants us to find the apostles. They said they that have turned the world upside down have come here. Isn't that right? Why did they say that? Thank God, because they stood for what Jesus stood for. Isn't that right? They didn't sugarcoat the gospel. Today, so many are sugarcoating it. We thank God for a pastor that, my God, a man of God that loved God with all that's in him, and a man that really preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Amen. There's not a whole lot of them today. I don't know a lot of them anyway, but I thank God for our pastor. It's others, we know that. Praise God. But now some of the churches, see, the times have come now that a lot of even the larger churches, they don't have night services no more. People not interested. See, that's the reason why we've let down the standard. That's the reason why. Hallelujah. We need to pray, don't we? And get in there and pray and go out to the Word of God and forsake not of the assembling of yourselves together, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, what? As you see the day approaching, what? Go out to the house of God, worship God, praise God, honor God, love God, be obedient to God, do His will. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God is calling for. We need a stir. And that pastor tells us, we need to stir, don't we? We need to stir ourselves. Thank God. And the one scripture that says, shake yourself from the dust. Thank God. Hallelujah. That's what we need tonight. We need to be on fire for God. I'm talking about a flame. Hallelujah. That the world, the ungodly people, would see. And this week I really want to be praying. I made up my mind this week. I want to really be seeking the Lord this week. I really do. That God would just manifest Himself in me. I want to please God. I want to be a witness and a light. And I do. And I really want to seek God every day this week. I want God to help me. And let's pray this week, saints of God, that when we come in here Sunday morning, thank God we'll be ready. We'll be ready. Amen. We'll be ready, thank God, for what? Ready to worship and serve God. Ready, thank God, to do God's will. Ready for God to just have His way in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we can see signs, wonders, and miracles. We can see souls being saved. As Pastor Miller was saying, praying for these seats to be filled with what? Hungry people. Hungry hearts. People that come in that really want to learn and grow. Because God has given our pastor a vision. Amen. A great vision. And he's carrying it out. He's doing his best to please God. My. And I'm willing to follow him. I'm going to follow him as he follow Christ. Amen. Isn't that right? Praise God. Hallelujah. What did David say? Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when the wicked, my enemies, even my foes come upon me, huh? They did what? Stumbled and fell. Why did they stumble and fall? Tell me why. Because of our God. Isn't that right? Because, see, God know how to set traps for the devil, doesn't he? He know how to set traps. Hallelujah. And God worked for his people because God loved his people. God haven't changed. The same God that they served back there is the same God today. Isn't that right? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful and true and worthy of our praise and our honor. Hallelujah. We want to glorify his name. How do you glorify his name? By praying, seeking his face, living for him. Hallelujah. Doing his will. Hallelujah. God is so good. When my enemies, when the wicked, and see the wicked, the Bible speaks of the wicked, doesn't it? In Psalms, what, 23? Let me see. Is that Psalm 23 I'm thinking about? Yeah, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Yeah, ungodly, wicked, yeah, huh? Right? Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. What? Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's not what I want, is it? Psalms 1. I'm thinking about Psalms 1. Hallelujah. How does that start off? I'm walking not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standing well, sinners, but his light and love. Hallelujah. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, yeah. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's Psalm 1, isn't it? The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows the way of the righteous. And why? Because God lead us, doesn't he? He lead us gently. Thank God. As we humble ourselves, and as we deny ourselves, and as we take up our cross and follow him daily. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, doesn't he? But the way of the ungodly shall perish. And they're going to perish. Hallelujah. And as we let's let our light shine, saints of God, more than we ever have, by humbling ourselves and praying and seeking God's face more. Seeking God's face more. When the wicked, back in Psalm, even my enemies, my foes, come up against me, what happened? They stumbled and fell, right? They stumbled and fell because God is with us. God is on our side. And God, he tripped them up. Amen? They stumbled and fell. What else? What else? How does it go? They stumbled and fell. What does the other verse say? Next verse. Hallelujah. What does it say? They stumbled and fell. What? Though an army, listen at this now, may encamp against me, I'm not going to be afraid. My heart's not going to be afraid. I'm not going to fear. Why? What does it say? The war may rise against me. This way God wants us to stand for firm in the truth. In this, I'm going to be confident. Listen to what he said. One thing have I desired of the Lord. I've desired one thing. He made, hallelujah, worked it out to one major thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is it? I'm going to seek. Thank God. What we desire, Lord, we need to seek after, don't we? That will I seek, all right? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. All the days of my life. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Didn't Psalms 23 say that? I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 23. Yes. Amen. Amen. So this is what David is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, God wants us to stir ourselves. He wants us to stir ourselves to do good, to do his will. Stir ourselves to pray. Stir ourselves to get in the word of God. Stir ourselves to fast. Hallelujah. And we'll see a difference. We'll see some differences. And let's, as we leave this place tonight, let's go with our hearts and our minds on the Lord. Amen. Reaching out to God. Reaching out to God. Let's see. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. What does that say? Let's see what it says. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's another verse I want here too. Let's see. Praise God if I can get that verse. In Thessalonians, my God. Amen. All right. Let's look at verses 11 through 13. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 11 through 13. Let's look at those three verses. May the Lord and Jesus Christ direct our way, all right, unto you. Hallelujah. Let's look at that verse closely. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. Listen to this. One toward another. Jesus said, by this all men shall know you, that you are my disciple, if you have love one to the other, right? He's telling us to abound in love one to another and toward all men. The Bible said, love all men. Isn't that right? It says, yeah, we got to love all men. All right, read it. Toward all men, even as we do toward you. All right, in 13th verse. That he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness, right? Did y'all see what that said? Did you really see what it said? At the coming of his saints. Hallelujah, blameless, that's right. At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Are we his saints tonight? We're his saints only. And we ought to rejoice. And God wants us to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Even when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, it tells us to rejoice and be glad. Got to make sure it's for righteousness' sake, though. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Because they persecuted the prophets that were before you. Didn't they? Yes, they did. They persecuted the prophets that were before you. And they persecuted the apostles that they came on and did the will of God. First, they persecuted Jesus, remember? And then the apostles came on preaching the same truth. And they persecuted him, didn't they? Didn't they? Without a cause. Amen. The word of God says, hallelujah. This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Evil, they want to do something wrong. Their deeds were evil. That's when they love darkness rather than light. And they that love darkness, they're not going to come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. Thank God. And this is what we can see tonight, can't we? This is happening all over. Praise God. But saints of God, let's stir ourselves to do the will of God. Let's stir ourselves to pray and to seek God's faith. And then we'll see. Hallelujah. We'll see the will of God being done. We'll see souls being saved. Our families coming in. Amen. People we're praying for, don't we believe God's going to answer these prayers? Don't we believe God's going to answer? Do we believe God? Do we believe God's going to answer these prayers? Keep praying and keep believing, keep trusting. Thank God, because we got a faithful God. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy. He's dependable. Hallelujah. It's another scripture I want to read tonight. I'm about finished. But I want to read this scripture. by He is the only blessed and potentate. Let's see, what? Look that up for me, please. Blessed, He's the only blessed potentate. Look that up for me. In Timothy, hallelujah. I want to read that. I want to read that tonight. Probably the last scripture tonight that I read. You know, blessed and potentate. Thank God. Can you find that word potentate in there? Praise God. So, John, you got your little Bible tonight? All right, 1 Timothy 6:15. All right, thank God. God is so good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Potentate. He is the only, he's what now? Read that slowly. Potentate. He's blessed and only potentate. What now? He's a blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Isn't he great? We got a great God. He's a blessed and only potentate. Hallelujah. Y'all know what that word means? Huh? King. Hallelujah. Thank you. Isn't God good? Isn't he so good? Give God some praise tonight. Give him some praise. Blessing the only potentate, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Savior, don't we? We have a Savior tonight. We have a Savior. So, saints of God, let's really get down to business in prayer, searching the Scriptures, and denying ourselves, you know. The Bible says, if any man will be my disciple, let him do what? First, deny himself. We got to deny ourselves. Amen. Push our plate back some and whatever it takes, thank God, to draw nigh unto the Lord. Let's do that. Amen. So that we'll see revival here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Brother Mike. Thank you, sir. God is faithful. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.